Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to UK Business Morning. It's Alice here, and with me is Lewis. Today, we've got some pretty concerning news about small businesses in London, and it's definitely something we need to unpack. Let me start by reading out the key points from the latest Navuna Business Finance report. 84% of London-based small business owners cite barriers holding their businesses back from growing. That's a significant increase from 77% last year. What's your take on this, Lewis?
Morning, Alice. That's a pretty staggering number. I mean, 84% is not something we can ignore. It seems like the challenges are piling up for these small businesses. I wonder what the main factors are. The article mentions market uncertainty, fixed costs, the long tail of Brexit, red tape, and finance issues. Let me read that part again. Market uncertainty is the biggest perceived growth barrier, with 43% of business owners citing it as a key factor this summer, up from 39% last year. That's a notable rise. And the IMF's revised forecast doesn't help either. It's like they're stuck in a loop of uncertainty.
Exactly, and if you look at the cost of living crisis, fixed costs are a major issue. The percentage of businesses saying rising fixed costs are holding back growth has risen from 20% to 23%, a three-year peak. That's really concerning. Lewis, do you think the government is doing enough to address these issues?
I don't think so. The government has been making growth pledges, but the reality seems to be lagging. The Navuna poll shows that 22% of London's small businesses still feel the consequences of Brexit are holding them back. 9 years later, and we're still feeling the effects. It's like the long tail of Brexit is still dragging on. And with US tariffs on the horizon, it's going to be even harder for these businesses to plan.
Absolutely, and it's not just Brexit. The article also mentions red tape. The percentage of London businesses citing red tape as a barrier has risen from 16% to 23% in a year. That's a big jump. I wonder what kind of regulations are causing this. Maybe it's the cost of hiring skilled labour. Wait, the article says that actually decreased from 27% to 20%, so maybe it's other forms of bureaucracy.
That's interesting. So, while the cost of hiring skilled labour has decreased, other regulatory issues are on the rise. It makes me wonder if the government's focus on streamlining hiring might be helping, but there are still other areas where red tape is holding businesses back. And then there's the issue of finance. High street bank fees and charges are a concern for 15% of businesses, and volatile cash flow is a problem for 18%. The inability to finance modernisation of outdated equipment is also a barrier, up from 7% to 11% in a year.
Right, and the financial barriers are significant. The percentage of London small businesses relying on finance or funding to invest in growth is at an eight-year high. 75% of the capital's small business owners say they would have to put one or more growth projects on hold if they couldn't secure funding. That's way higher than the national average of 42%. That's a huge gap. Lewis, what do you think is the solution here?
Well, Joe Morris from Navuna Business Finance said that the view from small businesses isn't exactly congratulatory. They're struggling with macroeconomic issues like market uncertainty and the US tariffs. The government needs to step in and provide more support. Maybe they need to look at reducing red tape further, providing more accessible funding options, and addressing the cost of living crisis. It's a tough situation, but it's clear that without intervention, these small businesses won't be able to thrive.
Agreed, and it's not just about the government. Financial institutions need to play a role too. High street bank fees and charges are a real issue for small businesses. They need more affordable and flexible financing options. Lewis, it's been a pleasure discussing this with you. Let's wrap up by summarising the key points for our listeners. We've seen a rise in barriers for London small businesses, with market uncertainty, fixed costs, Brexit, red tape, and finance issues all playing a role. The government and financial institutions need to work together to provide the support these businesses need to grow. Until next time, stay tuned for more insights on UK Business Morning.